the intention of things. The death that lives in the intention of things, to have a meaning of some sort or other, that means to come to something in the end. It is the death that lives not finding the meaning of this or that object as it moves among them uncertainly, moving among the shadows, the things that are like shadows, shadows of things, the things, the shadows of shadows, all in the effort to put off the death that we are coming to. The intention makes its way among its moments, choosing this object or that, uncertainly, somebody's cock or cunt, or the leaves of a tree on a summer night in a landscape somewhere else under which something happened that made it different. It is seeking to find the meaning of what they are, but it moves uncertainly among them, the shadows, the things that are like shadows, putting off the death that is coming, that we are coming to. It is the death that lives, that makes the flower be what it's going to be, and makes it die, and makes the musical phrase complete itself, or fail to complete itself. As Goethe said, writing a friend whose son had died in the army, "So you have had another terrible trial. It's still, alas, the same old story. To live long is to outlive many, and after all, we don't even know then what it was all about. The answer, the part of the riddle is, we each have something peculiarly our own that we mean to develop by letting it take its course. This strange thing cheats us from day to day, and so we grow old without knowing how it happened or why." It is the death that lives in the intention of things to have a meaning of some sort or other. Implacable, bewildered, it moves among us, seeking its own completion, still seeking to do so, but also putting it off. Oh, putting it off. The death that is coming, that we are coming to.